Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
No matter where you are, you're invited to take part with hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of other Americans, as National Trails Day launches this Saturday, June 4th. There's something for everyone, and when we return, we turn our attention to one of National Trail Day's longest supporters, REI, whose commitment to cooperation and community will be demonstrated and experienced all across America. We just keep getting closer to National Trails Day with each segment of the Wildside News. There are lots of things to do, and you are invited. It's really easy to participate. No simpler way exists than to contact your local REI and see what they are planning to give back to their local trails this weekend. So joining us now from Seattle is David Jao, who handles REI's corporate giving program, and who is inviting you to join in.
Well, now, of course, National Trails Day really relies on support from a number of corporations and supporters and sponsors, and there's a terrific alliance of particular gear manufacturers and others who are helping to support the massive events happening across the country. But one of the longest-standing supporters of National Trails Day is REI, a name that is synonymous with outdoor gear. And joining us from Seattle right now is David Jao, who is the program manager of their corporate giving program. David, welcome to the Wildside News.
Thanks for having me, Sydney.
Why don't you give us a little background on REI's historic support of the National Trails Day?
You know, REI began as one of the original sponsors of National Trails Day primarily because, you know, we have a very strong commitment to giving back and getting involved in local communities and caring for the environment. And really that is what the core of National Trails Day is all about, is taking care of the great places where we all like to recreate, have fun, both with friends and family, and at the same time instill that kind of value of stewardship.
All across America in the REI stores, of which I believe there are 77 stores, is that right?
We now have 78.
Congratulations.
We're growing.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, actually, for people who want to find out how they might participate in a National Trails Day, they can literally go to their REI store and find out how to do so.
Exactly. We have 78 stores across the country, as well as REI.com, our website. On the site and in our stores, we have posted both local events that are happening in that community for people to get involved, and then if there isn't an actual event happening on Trails Day, we do have partnerships with conservation groups across the country so people can find out how they can get involved, if not particularly on that day, on another day or throughout the year on, you know, being a steward for the environment and caring for the outdoors.
David, why don't you talk about some of the interesting things that are happening across America in the REI stores?
Okay, let's start with San Diego. Our Encinitas store is working with the Los Pensaquitos Canyon Preserve Ranch House. And this is a great event because really it is just a celebration of trails in the outdoors. It's a family event happening, you know, all basically from 10 to 4, and it includes everything from nature walks, mountain biking, equestrian rides. REI has a program called PEAK, which stands for Promoting Environmental Awareness in Kids, teaching Leave No Trace principles to kids, and they'll be conducting those games and activities at this event. They're going to have music. So, I mean, this one really captures National Trails Day in its essence, in that it's an event that is both accessible for families and kids. It's a celebration for the outdoors, and it's really something that everyone can participate in.
And then it goes from there, and quite literally across the nation.
On the other side, we'll go to Atlanta. In Atlanta, we're working with the Alachi Nature Science Center and SORBA, which is the Southern Off-Road Bicycle Alliance, and they basically are going to be doing some trail building and trail maintenance work in the Chicopee Woods Area Park. And again, to find out how to get involved in that particular event, just go to your local REI. And there's a really cool event that we're doing actually in Boise, Idaho, with the Bogus Basin Foundation Nordic Group, which will be building solar lighting along the Nordic Trail system. So that what they will do is, at the end of this event, and probably a couple more afterwards, is they will have the Nordic Trails all along Bogus Basin and Boise lit by solar lights. So, to, again, increasing accessibility to some of these trails.
Even at night.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is a
it's
very
cool.
Very cool idea. Well, now, REI is a unique company in the sense that it is actually a membership organization. Tell us briefly about what that means.
You know, REI is a cooperative, and basically what that means is for, you know, a one-time, you get a one-time fee of $15 and you're a lifetime member. It allows us to do a lot of the work that we're doing in local communities around conservation, recreation, outreach, but it provides a member benefit in that members every year get a return on all the purchases that they make. You know, we provide newsletters, emails, just different ways for people to get involved both in the outdoors and in their communities.
REI is a membership organization. Part of that membership is involved in really encouraging people to give back, and that's what REI is doing in terms of their support of National Trails Day, and it's a wonderful thing.
It is really cool. I mean, just on National Trails Day alone, we'll be hosting 48 volunteer projects all the way, you know, from Anchorage to Atlanta. Last year, we actually deployed 122,000 volunteers who donated over 324,000 hours of labor just caring for trails, open spaces, waterways, and parks.
You know, it's amazing because this type of effort in one day accomplishes a tremendous amount of work, and it really speaks to what can happen when people kind of unite their efforts.
You're right. Yeah, National Trails Day, we'll have over 1,000 projects across the country on this single day.
That's extraordinary. You know, REI also has another program that I find very interesting. Again, a process of giving back, but also giving your members an opportunity to enjoy nature as they may not otherwise be able to do so. And that's your volunteer vacations program. Let's hear about that, because I think I'm going to sign up.
Yeah, volunteer vacations is actually a program of American Hiking Society, and they're also the hosts of National Trails Day, but REI is the national sponsor of it. And basically what Volunteer Vacations does is it offers week-long adventures across the United States where people are backpacking, camping, hiking, and at the same time giving back and building trails, caring for them, removing invasive species, and actually just meeting another great group of people.
So you actually work in with National Park Rangers and
exactly.
workers and as well National Forest people as well.
Exactly. National Parks, the Bureau of Land Management, just a number of federal agencies that are really responsible for caring for public lands.
Well, now, if people want to find out more about REI, what's the best way for them to do so?
Best way is to go to either your local store or to REI.com.
That's easy, isn't it?
Pretty easy, because, you know, what we really want to do is just make it easy and simple for people to get involved and get outdoors.
David Jao, Program Manager of Corporate Giving for REI. I want to thank, first of all, REI for the tremendous support that you've given historically for National Trails Day, and as well, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Wild Side News.
Oh, well, no problem, Sydney, and it's really our commitment to communities and giving back. It really stems from our cooperative values and our membership, because we know it's important to them as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
And now, to send us off on a great adventure, we turn to a true trail advocate, actually one of American Hiking Society's ambassadors, Michael Garcia, whose dedication to nature and hiking, life and living, is evident in his passion for the hiking way of life.
We're talking with Michael Garcia, who is the ambassador with the American Hiking Society for Southern California. Michael, what is an ambassador for the American Hiking Society?
Well, basically, the ambassador program involves volunteers, such as me, who have done events for the National Trails Day. And if they see someone really enthused about American Hiking Society, who's a member and who has done events, they say, hey, Michael, would you like to come aboard and become one of the ambassadors? And what we do is we just preach the word of the American Hiking Society.
So, Michael, what is it about hiking that seems to inspire you to be so involved in getting out there amongst the public and giving them an idea of what the value is of hiking?
Yeah, well, really feel that the value really comes from what you see in nature. We're so limited here in our society with asphalt and traffic and stress, and we don't get time to really slow down. And what nature provides is that time to slow down and think and contemplate about things that you may not think about when you're in the bustle of the city. So it really eases the mind and is also a great way to exercise both the mind and the body.
Now, Michael, did you actually grow up in a city or a more rural area? How is it that you you come to this urban experience so actively?
That's a great question. I think what I grew up in southeast Los Angeles, really in the urban side of the city, factories belching smog into the sky. And what I was fortunate enough to encounter somebody, a mentor, who took me up into the Angeles Mountains here in Southern California and introduced me to what it was to be out in the forest setting. And I was fortunate enough to really was able to tap into that. And also we had a program at school, which they took fifth grade students up into the mountains for 1 week. And I think these two things in my life really influenced why I like to go out there. And I just really feel it's important if I can expose people to just this little time that they can get hooked like I did. And it really is just a great experience.
I'd be curious about your personal experience about sort of life before the awareness of the value of nature, and then what changed? How did this change take place? What did you actually notice in terms of how your life changed about the world around you?
Prior to meeting the mentor, I looked at life as being a concrete type of setting, where a river. Here we have the Los Angeles River, which has been made a concrete bed. And I looked at this, and this is what we thought, how water flowed. But once I was introduced to the mountains, I saw how things naturally flowed. And it was a big change in that I thought the city was a structured environment. And actually, nature is what is structured. You see all the relationships with the trees and the birds, and everything goes together. It's all symbiotic type of relationships. And you just look at everything with a different light, totally different light. And it was that thing of nature, that also that mystery that you see, that you wanted to seek out and find out what was different. In the city, everything seemed to be so, had an answer. When out in nature, there was always that mystery. And that was the intrigue that led me into really changing my life experience as far as how I look at life and how things do change, but the real order of life is in nature itself.
Well, let's talk about what you're going to be doing this National Trails Day, which is Saturday, June 4th, and you're going to be in Berkeley. At the, is it the Stowe Canyon Nature Center?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, talk about that, because you're trying to bring this message into the city.
What National Trails Day is, it's a celebration of our nation's trails, whether it be through hiking on our trails, giving some love back by doing some trail maintenance, or just enjoying the outdoors. What we try to do is get people to realize that the trails themselves are things that we have built to make it accessible to people who want to go out on the trails and not have to bushwhack through chaparral. And it just makes it a lot easier for them to experience the trails. And the National Trails Day definitely is a day where we say, hey, there's over 200,000 footpaths in our nation, and 2,000 other events are going on at the same time, and we all are doing something either through awareness or through actual experience of being on the actual trail and taking the time to appreciate what we have in this country of ours, the opportunity to hike our nation's trails.
So, Michael, let's first of all start out with what's happening at the Stowe Canyon Nature Center this Saturday, June 4th.
Yes, the Stowe Canyon Nature Center, we're going to be doing some trail maintenance, which really isn't where we're actually taking a big crew, but what we do is we introduce through a workshop of how we maintain trails and how trails are maintained by people, and it's mostly volunteership. Also, we like to have clinics educating the people, the hikers, our future hikers, on how to go prepared into the wilderness. This is very important in that we try to distill the fears of hiking. We always hear in the media how nature is so threatening sometimes, when in reality, if you are educated about your surroundings, you'd feel much more comfortable and have a much more comfortable hike. On the nationwide level, various events focus in more on the trails maintenance side of it. Other people focus more on the hiking side of it, and which we know both relate to each other. Without the trails, there's no hiking. Without hikers, there's really no trails to maintain. So on the big push that the American Hiking Society would like the people to really focus on is our theme. Our theme is usually a health-based theme, and the health-based theme this year is Take a Path to a Healthier You. So this correlates with our health problems that we do have nationwide, where kids are seeing more overweight actions, and the actual families as well in a whole are not getting out there to exercise. But this is a different type of exercise where you're not at a gym and you're actually outside and really enjoying the outdoors. And as a family, it would be a great thing to get families together and go on hikes like this and to really combat what we are seeing as an epidemic nationwide on our health problems.
You're really an advocate of getting people from all cultures out into the wild. For kids, let's say, and families who aren't really comfortable with that, what would be your recommendation to encourage them to just go ahead and take that chance and step out and take that first walk and become comfortable with nature?
The first thing is getting associated with somebody who has been hiking, and getting the family to rally around somebody who really, someone like me who's an advocate, and being able to teach them before you go out. And if there were more people that were preaching and teaching the hiking ethic to make people feel more secure, it would be great. I've done various talks at Warner Brothers, in front of Telemundo, engaging the Hispanic community. We do hikes after work. And pretty much, I think the people, if they want to know about hiking, to start looking around at groups that do hiking, like the Sierra Club and other type of service-based community organizations. Churches always are looking for to go out in the nature. So getting together with people who talk about hiking is probably the best way to go, and then that way maybe the parents can go first with the hiking, with these hiker people, and then bring along their children maybe on the next hike. So, and not to make it an experience where you just, all right, we're going to go hiking, and you really don't know, you know, what's out there, and then the experience might not be as nice as it should have been the first time out. So it kind of turns off the family as a unit to go hiking when there's a big mystery out there, instead of maybe going to organizations that do lead hikes, family hikes or adult hikes, and getting educated through that way, and then exposing the children after they themselves, the parents, have gone on hikes.
Some people think they have to go out and get a bunch of gear and invest a lot of money to take that hike. They don't really, do they?
No, they don't. A great example of this, and this is the other side of it, we have through hikers that hike all the way from Mexico to Canada, and their ethic is based on ultra-light hiking to do 25-mile days, and they take tennis shoes. They wear tennis shoes, and they actually have a very little. Yes, granted, the stuff is expensive that they have. However, it is an idea that John Muir brought first to everybody. He would go into the mountains with his coat and his biscuits and his old boots and just go out there for weeks out in the Sierras. People need to know that they don't need to buy all this gear, but they do need to take water. That is something that people, more than anything, water is essential, especially here in Southern California. And of course, you know, a hat, it wouldn't cost you much. Maybe the lead hiker, maybe the father would take the backpack with all the goodies in it, and to make sure that he was the fittest and the most experienced, and some kind of little first aid kit, which wouldn't be much. You can make one yourself. The experience of hiking shouldn't be burdened by the expensive gear and all this. There should be some preparedness as far as the family unit, but however, you really don't need a lot of things to get you on a hiking trail that is established.
Of course, that isn't to say that getting some great hiking gear isn't a great and exciting part of life as well. And I would bet that that you have some favorite gear too. I'm just curious, do you have some favorite pieces of gear that you enjoy?
Yes, one of my favorite bits of gear is a Buzzoff shirt made by Ex Officio. And this shirt is actually embedded with permethrin, which is a repellent. And it's actually embedded. It's good for 25 washes. But what's great about this shirt is that you're not spraying bug spray all over you every time you're out in a bug-infested area, but like mosquitoes. But these shirts really work well. The other thing, when I'm out in the backcountry, I use a little alcohol-burning stove that just uses denatured alcohol. And some people make them out of Pepsi cans, cat cans. These were really were done by the thru-hikers. And who saw the gain of how hot these little stoves burn without having to buy these heavy, expensive stoves. That's one of another part of my favorite gear. Another nice one of my favorite gears is the Sunday afternoon hat. This hat's been around for maybe about 7 years. A fisherman kind of brought this hat, but I see tons of these Sunday afternoon hats. They cover the nape at the back of the neck. And have a wide brim. They're very cool to wear. They can look kind of dorky, but yeah, you really get the sun off you. And especially now with our sun, we have to really be aware of our sun. I really think that this item is not only a nice item to have to keep comfortable, but to keep safe from our sun's rays.
Well, that's also one of the great parts of getting out is the fact that you can just go ahead and look dorky and feel comfortable and fit right in. You know? Well, Michael, if people want to find out more about the American Hiking Society and you, how might they do that?
Well, they can contact the American Hiking Society, and we're at AmericanHiking.org. And then my personal contact would be AHSAmbassador@charter.net. They're interested in hearing more about the American Hiking Society or other events that are happening after National Trails Day.
Why don't you go ahead and just give us a quick overview of what's happening this Saturday at the Stowe Canyon Nature Center. It's starting actually quite early in the morning for those who want to beat the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And give us a quick update.
Sure. Our first thing we do is our famous Beat the Heat hike. Of course, in June, we get the June gloom, so we do have a nice coastal eddy that gives us a cloud cover, and we'll probably have two rounds of the Beat the Heat hike for the early hikers that start like to get up and start at 7 o'clock, 7:30 or 7:45, depending on how we get the groups together. But also we'll be doing that trail maintenance on our tread. We had a lot of damage this year from all the rains here in Southern California, and we'll be doing a little bit of maintenance as well on that trail, giving some love back. And REI of Arcadia will be there, handing out various little water bottles. There'll be free water for everybody. I got a call from a Rosalinda down south. She's coming up, and she's going to be serving some hot drinks, some special hot drink mix that she has. So it's going to be quite interesting to see the various booth participants. So we have another participant beyond base camp. They take people out in the High Sierras out in the backcountry. With Frank Gallegos, and that's going to be a nice little added plus there for people who want to go further into the wilderness.
Well, Michael Garcia, Ambassador for the American Hiking Society, I so much appreciate your perspective and your spirit and your dedication to encouraging people to just plain get out and enjoy nature. Thanks, Michael.
All righty.
So you've got everything you need to take that first step to better health. If you got feet, or even if you don't, there's a place for you waiting this weekend during National Trails Day. So, see you on the trail. This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until we meet again and share our tales and lores, stories and more on your Voice of the Earth each Thursday or anytime on the archives here on the Wild Side News.